want it in overtime? I think you're going to get one.
And we are headed to overtime.
And we are through four in 60 minutes. Not enough.
Oh, my God, we're going to overtime.
Oh, yeah, it's overtime. We told you we were playing more than 60 minutes this week. Start of NFL free agency here on set with J.J. Stankovic. I'm Matt Taylor. Thanks for following along and watching here on YouTube and listening along, if you will, on the Colts Audio Network, Colts.com. J.J., we knew it was going to be busy, and so far today is day number one. This is Wednesday, March 13th, the first day of the new league year, first day of NFL free agency. And for the Colts, so far so good. It has been pretty busy.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts have done what a lot of teams that would have a bunch of these free agents who hit free agency
starters
do.
Yeah.
Starters is you sign them back. Because if you think about free agency like you're plugging holes, the Colts are just plugging the holes with the guys who were, if they had left, they would have become holes.
No
think
doubt.
About it that way.
Yeah.
So you re-sign Grover Stewart, for example. Now you don't have to plug a hole at nose tackle. Mm-hmm. You keep a guy who you know is a really good player there. Kenny Moore the second. You don't have to think about who's your slot corner going to be for the next couple of years, because you know Kenny's back in the building and he's going to man that down, lock that down for the next couple of years. So that part of it makes sense. Now we'll see what other additions may happen as free agency goes on and then into the draft. But for now, I think when you look at that continuity aspect of it, and if you didn't re-sign these guys, you'd be just sitting here being like, well, now what?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
So the Colts keeping all these guys, keeping good players too. It's not like, you know, it's not like Michael Pittman Jr. is a bad player or anything. You know, why'd you re-sign him? Like, of course you would re-sign Michael Pittman Jr.
Right.
And a lot of the guys, you know, every one of these guys who the Colts have signed.
Indeed. All right, at the time of this taping, here's what we know as of right now. The Colts, to this point, have re-signed, as J.J. said, Michael Pittman Jr. He's coming back for year number five. And then on the defensive side of the ball, all plethora of guys. You got Grover Stewart back for year number eight. Tyquan Lewis back for year number seven. Kenny Moore back for year number eight. And also on special teams, Rigoberto Sanchez is back for his eighth year as well. Hard to believe all these guys. A lot of these guys have been here since 2017, 2018. But the core, what you're experiencing so far, or what's standing out so far in terms of these free agents, the guys on the defensive side of the ball, Grover, Tyquan Lewis, Kenny Moore the second, the band is back together again on defense.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to have a chance to ask these guys about that here. You know, what does that mean, you know, to keep everyone together on there? But I think there's something to be said for you're keeping, you know, your nose tackle and Grover Stewart, you're keeping him on the first level of the defense. On the second level, now you got Zaire Franklin locked up to an extension as well. So he's going to be around for a while. And then on the third level, you got Kenny Moore the second back at cornerback. So you've kind of locked up these fundamental foundational pieces of your defense, guys who are being well compensated for their play because they are near the top of the NFL at their respective positions. I mean, Grover Stewart, we saw what happened to this defense when he wasn't in there. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
We've seen the impact that Kenny Moore can make against the run and against the pass. I mean, no player since 2017 has as many tackles as Kenny Moore the second, and he has 59 more tackles, or no, cornerback, I should say. He has 59 more tackles than the cornerback with the second highest total, James Bradbury. So, like, these are guys who make big impacts on the field, who are also part of the fabric of this organization, guys who would leave a void not just on the field, but off the field, if they were to leave.
100%. And they're all great dudes. And that's what we're going to exhibit to you here today on this podcast. We had a chance to visit with all of these guys, Michael Pittman Jr., Grover Stewart, Tyquan Lewis, Kenny Moore the second, and Rigoberto Sanchez. They all sat down with us today on day number one of NFL free agency, shortly after signing their new contracts to stay in Indianapolis and play with the Colts. So without further ado, let's start with a big dog playing wide receiver, number 11 back with the Colts, Michael Pittman Jr. Our pleasure now to be joined by Colts wide receiver going into year number five, Michael Pittman Jr. Michael, congratulations, man. What does this new deal mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's just an incredible thing. And I would say the most important thing to me is it kind of tells me that I am the guy that they drafted me to be. And then like that just is like a fulfilling feeling, really, like just like knowing that I gave them like what they expected.
You've got to know the organization over the last couple of years. You've got to know the area over the last couple of years. What does it mean to you to now stay here for the near future?
Absolutely. I mean, I've made Indy home. Obviously, I made a significant investment here with buying our house last year, so it's really nice that like we just get to stay home.
You're a California kid though, who's kind of embraced the Indiana lifestyle, if you will, with the farm and everything. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of found the perfect property, and once we were able to get that, we were like, hey, like, why don't we get some cows? Like, we have horses, and like, once we got the cows, we're like, chickens, goats, alpacas, like, it just kind of starts flowing, right?
You know, about halfway through last season, you went to Chris Ballard, you went to Shane Steichen in a very healthy way. Mm-hmm. You went to them and said, I want to be the guy on this team. I want to be the alpha, you know, I want to shoulder the responsibility within this offense. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly you produced a great season last year with 100 catches, over 1,000 yards. Now that you're back coming into year number five, what do you see your role on this team in terms of what you're able to produce on the field and the leader that you're going to be inside the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, Shane actually gave me like my role on one of his very first meetings. He said that I was the enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's enforcing our culture or practice habits or intensity, like I'm just there to elevate every single aspect that I possibly can.
What's the experience been like for you kind of growing as a player with Reggie Wayne as your wide receiver coach?
Reggie's great because Reggie's probably like, he's probably the most real coach I've ever had. And since he did it at such a high level, it's like nobody takes it the wrong way, like when he's hard on guys. And it's also just like the way that he does it. And he has a really good relationship with like all of his guys. Is like, we almost don't feel like he's a coach. Like, we still feel like he's like one of us players, because that's just how like he carries himself. And anytime that you have a coach like that, like, it's great.
You mentioned after the season that you were kind of looking at Reggie and, you know, a guy like Davante Adams, who maybe didn't start really coming into their own until you're 4 or 5 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the next gear of your game is that you can show now?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it only goes up, being that ARs is coming back. So for the first time, we have a guy that is going to be here, and I'm excited to work with him and Ben back and forth throughout this whole process. And now that everything is settled, like, we can finally like do something. So
yeah.
That'll be nice.
Michael Pittman Jr. is with us. Doubling back to Shane Steichen, he said that the thing that is for him most impressive about you is your consistency. You are the same guy every single day. You talk about being the enforcer in the locker room, on the field. Where does that consistency for you come from? How important is that for you?
I would probably say it came from watching the way that T.Y. showed up, like, in practice. Just, like, T.Y. was the same guy every single day. And, like, you also look at guys like Q, you look at guys like Buck, like, mm-hmm. they're the same guys every single day. And if you want to reach that, like, level, like, you have to be like that. And just watching their, like, habits and everything, and kind of taking pieces from, like, each guy that, like, fit me. So like, I've been able to stand on the shoulders like of giants. So like, it's, you know, like, it's like not as hard.
You mentioned Anthony. Where do you think you and him can go together for the next couple of years?
Absolutely. I mean, for him, he doesn't have like any type of limits. I mean, like, I can't even imagine like what is going to go down. I mean, like, in my head, I'm thinking scramble drill for 70 yards, or I'm running like down the sideline and he puts a perfect hole shot. What I'm most looking forward to is him being able to stretch the ball with his arm talent. And I think it's going to make the difference for us.
So we've seen flashes of that from you in your career. You know, I think about like Baltimore in 2021, San Francisco. Yeah. That year, you know, you can go up and do that. You just
absolutely
haven't had a ton of chances at it.
Yeah. But with like Anthony, I mean, I think it's going to be great. And then I think that our RPO game is going to be one of the most ferocious, because you got AR, you got JT, and then all of us guys in the pass game.
No doubt about it. Year number 5 and beyond here for Michael Pittman Jr. He's got a new contract with the Indianapolis Colts, coming back to the team in free agency. Michael, I know your day is jam-packed. You got a lot of stuff going on, so thank you so much for squeezing us in. Glad you're back, and here's to 2024.
Thank you, guys.
The set is not big enough for this man because of spirit and power. Number 90 is back with the Indianapolis Colts in free agency. Grover Stewart is with us. JJ Stankovic, I'm Matt Taylor here. Big Grove, man, congratulations. That smile on your face, I don't think has ever been bigger.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm so excited right now, man.
What was the feeling like when, you know, let's get out of the trenches a little bit, no pun intended, but when everything was done and you figured out for sure you're coming back to the Colts, what was that feeling of confidence and just euphoria as a player?
Man, it was like something just released, man, because I was had my phone in my hand like every second walking around. I believe I walked a hole in my front room floor like, hey, they going to call me yet? We going to get it done? It's just a big release, man, and like knowing that I'm back home, man, it just feels great.
I mean, that was the first time you had been through free agency,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What about the Colts organization and just the city of Indianapolis and the community? Like, have you kind of come to appreciate and want to kind of continue building that legacy here with?
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate the coaches, the community, like everything here, like the city, man. Like, I love it here. Like, I'm a country guy, but like, I look forward to coming to Indy and just like helping out in the community and like seeing the coaches, see all the staff members and like, just making everybody smile, man. Like, when I see them, they smiling, I'm smiling. So, like, I appreciate all that, man.
During that stress of free agency, have you had a chance to kind of think back, step back, reflect on your journey going into year number 8, fourth round pick out of a Division II school? And now here you are, Grove. I mean, you proved over and over that you're one of the best nose tackles, run stuffers in the game.
Yes, sir, man. Actually, I was – after I made the agreement – I called my mom. I say, I don't know what to do. She was like, what you mean? I was like, I'm so excited. I say, but like, I just don't know. Like, it was just something there that I was like, I don't came from Auburn State, small town, Camilla, Georgia, to like the big leagues. And like, everybody dreamed to have this. And like, I'm living it. And, like, I was like, I just don't know. And she was like, baby, just keep your head up. Thank God for everything you done and just be you. She was like, it all you. Like, you put your work in, like, all the hard work you have done, and, like, you stayed focused to it, so.
And if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Yes, sir.
Just continue on. No, that work ethic, that consistency, there's a reason why you're still here. And that's the method that still needs to continue despite getting some more commas and zeros in that contract, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still going.
When you talk about still going, like, what still motivates you? You know, you've been playing in the NFL. You've been playing this game for a long time. Like, what still motivates you on the field?
Oh, man, just being out there, like, having fun, man, like, I told myself, I don't ever think I'll get old. Like, I'm going to go till I can't go. And, like, being out there with guys that you done built bonds with, like, seeing them happy, you happy, doing something you can't get in trouble for, and, like, just living a dream, man. Like, I just like doing it for real. I told myself, I was like, if I ever was to stop, I don't know what I'd do. So that's why I'm going to keep going and keep going.
Speaking of keeping going, this defense just keeps going with a lot of continuity, right? Yourself, you know, Kwity Paye, Dayo Odenigbo, DeForest Buckner, Zaire Franklin is back, obviously a new extension there, and EJ Speed, Kenny Moore. What excites you the most about what this defense can be with all those familiar faces and how well you guys know each other?
I mean, the game's sticking together, man. That keep me happy, man. To see them guys, they keep me going, and I keep them going. So, like, just being together and being out there together, like, that's no better feeling, man.
Where do you think this defense can go, kind of keeping this core together now for the next couple of years?
Shoot, I'll say we number one if we keep going. I mean, the guys know what to take, and, like, they know what to do. So, we just got to go out there and do it, man. Like, this defense – like, with the speed, the brains, and, like, the physicality of everybody, like, it's just crazy. So, yeah.
DeForest Buckner means so much to this defense, but I know he means a great deal to you. You guys have a great relationship on and off the field. What did he have to say to you when he found out that he's going to be you're going to be his running mate again for another couple years here?
Yeah, he called me, man. He was like, "Congrats, brother." He was like, "Big bag, bag man, bag man." But I know it mean a lot to him, man. Like to have me playing next to him and like helping him out, and he helping me out, man. Like I told everybody, man, him, we stuck together, man.
You got a new defensive line coach in this year. Mm-hmm. How have you got to know Charlie Partridge? You've had a chance to talk with him yet since he came in?
Yeah, I spoke with him, man. He seemed very fired up, man. Like, ready to roll and stuff like that. So I'm ready to go too, man. I haven't seen him in person, but like the way he's been talking, man, ready to go.
So I did hear a story that he tried to call you and you didn't get back to him for a minute.
What are we doing?
Because you're out in your tractor.
No service? Listen, man, I be in the country, man. Sometimes I have service, sometimes I don't, man. And I have to tell people, I'm like.
And FaceTime doesn't work out in the field, right?
I say, I'm going to call y'all when I see it. It might be a day or two later, but I'm going to call you, though.
Yeah. And Big Grove's always going to get back to you. Right? He ain't going to leave you hanging. There's no doubt about that. Big Grove, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations.
Yes, sir,
seriously, from the bottom of all of our hearts. It's great to have you back, and it's just, you know, your spirit, your personality, so infectious, and looking forward to big things next year. Congrats again, and yes, we'll see you in the spring.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have some more chicken wings and oxtails on the way.
Book it. That is what we're most excited for. A sharp-dressed man for a big occasion. Kenny Moore is with us here on set in the studio, along with JJ. I'm Matt Taylor. Kenny, this is awesome, man, to have you back for year number 8 and beyond with the Indianapolis Colts. You've been here since 2017. Has that set in that you're coming back to a place that, I mean, I know it didn't technically start here, but you've been here for a majority of your career, needless to say, and how special is it to come back to this place that you're so familiar with?
Very special, very special. I'm ready to get back at it. Talked to a lot of teammates over the last couple of days, and glad we can scratch it in today and get back to the boys in blue.
Kenny, something I talked to Zaire about is, like, in Indianapolis, the fans here, if you've played here for a while, you've been a good player, you've been a, you know, great member of the community, like, they talk about legacy a lot. Like, you've got a legacy here in Indy already before this extension. You now get to grow that legacy. Like, what does that mean to you to have this opportunity to really cement yourself as, like, a guy who people are going to remember and talk about years down the road?
That's a great question. I don't think anything gets bigger than legacy. You can have all the individual team accolades, but one thing you're going to leave is that impression on the city, impression on the youth, and I just want to make it a great one. It's been so many examples, so many tools around my hometown and my family, in my household, to be the guy I am today, and to be able to continue leaving that impression and that mark on the city. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Kenny, we talked to you at the end of the season, right after that Week 18 game against the Houston Texans. You know, you're pretty candid. You're pretty honest about how much you wanted to come back here. It was your desire to, you know, rejoin this team in free agency. Now that you're sitting here, you know, what's that feeling, and what was free agency like for you going through that for the first time?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the fans or with you guys in here, I'm always, you know, vulnerable of how I feel. And I just think that's always important for me to, you know, really share how it really is. And free agency was great. It wasn't as bad as maybe some people think it is. I probably just stayed busy, you know, training in Florida, but I don't really get too down about stuff that I can't control.
Right.
My resume, the things that I can control, were the things that, you know, we were able to do during the season. Mm-hmm. I had a solid campaign, so it wasn't anything that I wanted to go back and change or anything that, I regret. You know, whenever I talk about my career, all the good, few things that weren't so good, it's nothing that I would want to go back and change. So I'm pretty fortunate and pretty blessed to, you know, be able to be sane.
Not many players get second contracts in the NFL, and even fewer get third contracts in the NFL like you now have. What does that mean to you that the Colts have given you that, you know, that second and third? They've seen the work you've done. They've seen the play, the person you are, to, you know, kind of reward you with those deals.
It all comes down to consistency. My first day in the league, that's all we talked about. You know, the person you are inside the building, the person you are outside the building, and how you're able to produce for the teams. And so the team have just, you know, been quite satisfied to this point to be able to be on this track in my career. I guess my mother helped out in Hard Knocks. And we're here today. So just being here,
yeah,
I'm pretty blessed and excited to give my all again for this team, this city. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll kick it off from here.
You know, before we started here sitting on this podcast, you just had a great embrace with Rigoberto Sanchez, right? You've been here since 2017. Same with him, Grover Stewart. I mean, this goes back to Chris Ballard's first year on the job, right? His first draft class, his first major acquisition period, bringing core guys that are still here. When you think about your time and your journey with the Colts since 2017, how have you personally grown, not only just as a player on the field, but the type of guy that you are? Can you kind of compare and contrast just your personal journey since you've been with this club?
I think as I've gotten older, there's been more and more to deal with, to be able to keep going, to be able to play at a high level. You know, every single season is his own story.
Mm-hmm.
And just all the things that I've endured, my family have endured, just, you know, changing friends to, you know, having more money, something like that, or, you know, wanting to do more in the city, wanting to grow personally or individually to a certain, you know, brand or, you know, the foundation, whatever it is, just being able to handle everything, you know, at 21, whenever I got here, 22 years old, you know, I wouldn't have been able to handle such. So
right.
To be able to, I don't know, just, you know, have that mental capacity to being able to take in, you know, everything that has happened to this point, you know, not trying to do everything myself, having people around me that I trust, people that I love. So
means a lot to you, right? There's no doubt.
I'm not supposed to cry today. Not really good.
I mean, this is a moment of reflection, though, right? I mean, these are, you know, what you're pausing for is just how important this is, what this means to you, and how much this has earned.
Kenny, when you think back to the years you've had here, and, you know, maybe what's to come, but what's been a moment that sticks out to you that you had in Indianapolis with the Colts, whether it's been on the field, off the field, through your career here?
First couple things that let's see. I've had a lot of moments in Indianapolis.
You have.
I think about it. First thing I think about, you know, the second contract, 2019, I was able to, you know, retire my mother. I talk about this all the time. Why am I? But moving on to the next moment, second moment is, you know, my relationship with the Garvey family. You know, we're all familiar with that family and what,
sure,
you know, I've brought to their family and vice versa, what they've brought into my life and my family as well. Top three moments of being a Colt.
Couple pick sixes in there, right?
Yeah. If you want to go on the field, I mean,
right, for sure.
Yeah, those are great.
Countless of those.
Yeah,
yeah.
But in all, just a lot of priceless moments that I want to go back and live again. So, obviously, crossing over into different sports, players that I've met overseas that play, you know, soccer. One of my great buddies is here right now, Pato Award. And with his second place in St. Pete this past weekend. Great to have him in the building. Somebody that I love and support. That's my brother.
So I asked that because when people have asked me about, like, hey, man, you know, tell me about Kenny Moore the second. I'm like, I think about you running out of the tunnel with Mighty Mason in 2019. I think about in 2021 the emotion that Coach Reich had when he announced you as a Pro Bowler, the last guy, lightning in a bottle, and the whole team going nuts. And then I think about the second pick six against Carolina. Like, just like incredible moments that you've had here. I mean, it's been an incredible career, and I'm just excited that we get to see it here in Indy going forward still.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to many more moments to come, to not only just for me, my family, this organization, my teammates. Honestly, I'm just ready to all do it, you know, together.
No doubt about that. Number 23, he's back in the fold. Lightning in a bottle, making one-handed snatches in front of Darren Waller. Pick sixes, they're all coming in 2024 and beyond. He is the real deal, the genuine article, and we are blessed to have him wearing a Colts helmet. And, Kenny, can't thank you enough for your time. Thanks for squeezing us in, and God bless you.
Mr. Matt, you too. Love.
We are on set, free agency for the Indianapolis Colts, an in-house man who is back for year number 7 for more disruption along the defensive line. Number 94 is back, Tyquan Lewis, man. Congratulations. Appreciate your time. And what's this feeling coming back in free agency for the third straight year with the Colts?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't know you were so kind. You know? No, I'm playing.
You know this. You know this.
But, man, it's just a great feeling to come back, especially to the team that drafted me. Indianapolis is, you know, one of a kind, especially the way this organization, the way they treat, like, everyone in the building, especially me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been fortunate to have a lot of chances to just prove who I am as a player, you know, and I'm just forever grateful.
Last two off seasons, Tyquan, we've talked to you at this time about coming back as you've been rehabbing a pretty significant injury, you know, to the patella. Now you're healthy. You're coming off a season where you played 17 games. Like, what does this one feel like coming back to the Colts today?
I can't really explain it. I can't tell you the feeling that I feel. I'm excited, but at the same time, I just feel like my mind never stops. I'm like, mm-hmm. Let's go to work. You know, that's just me. Like, I enjoy the moment, and then I'm back to it. You know, it's like I process it. I'm like, oh, I'm grateful. And then I'm ready to go back to work.
That's just you in a nutshell. And we've been marveling about your season since it ended. And we've been talking about you with your production, with 9 tackles for loss and 4 sacks, 13 quarterback hits, the pressures, the disruptions, like we talked about. Right. But you only played about, you know, 35% of the snaps, maybe a little bit more. This is, I know, a tough question to answer, but what makes you so efficient in that amount of time that you're out there?
All you need is one opportunity, you know. Sometimes you just got to capitalize. I mean, all the time. You get out there, you get an opportunity to do something. I feel like you just got to do your best. If not, you're selling the team short, you're selling yourself short. So, I take advantage of every moment.
Whenever we talked with, you know, your teammates during the season, you know, all the guys on the D-line were just like, you know, Tyquan, like, what a leader he is, in addition to the kind of player he is on the field. Like, how have you grown into that role here in Indianapolis going into year 7, and how would you kind of describe your leadership style?
I can't really explain it, you know. I guess I just come in the building, I smile, I greet everyone. You know, life is good. No matter if you're having the worst day of your life, you got to, like, thank the man upstairs, because I mean, that's the guy who gives us the gift of, like, gratification and stuff. So, I mean, I just take heed in that. Yeah. You know, I'm thankful for everything. You know, so, and then after that, it's like the role just, I feel like it just naturally happened. You know, I've been here 6 years, about to be 7 now. So it's like, mm-hmm. Even from my first year, you know, I tried to learn everybody's names. I tried, you know, whatever it was to know about someone in the building or anything like that, my teammates, you know, I try to know it, like, because, you know, you don't want to be sitting next to a guy for 3 years and you don't even know his mom's name or,
yeah.
you know, things yeah. like that. I feel like you just have to, like, acknowledge everyone in the building, everyone around you, because, you know, you never know. You might be the uplifting spirit for them. So,
right.
you know, I just try to be the best teammate that I could be.
See, that right there, that answer, your positivity, your optimism,
yeah.
how much do you think that – I know this is, again, it's tough to quantify, but how much do you think that has allowed you to be – where you are right now, sitting right. here talking to us, considering all the stuff you've been through?
I mean, it's been a huge impact in my life. Like, you know, DT, I don't know if y'all know this backstory. I'm sure I told it several times, but, you know, the thing that my first time playing football was at DT's camp.
Mm-hmm. David Thornton.
Yeah, David Thornton.
Yeah.
And he had, like, these acronyms for, like, each letter, and the one that stuck with me is perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I took that and I just kept going, like, throughout my entire life. I took that. I always had optimism. So it was like, you know, I always could see something through. Like, and then, like, if something bad happened, you know, I still had perseverance. Like, everything was just, like, there for me, you know. So, I could never, if it's a bad situation, I never, like, look at it as a bad situation.
Right.
I'd be like, all right, this happened. Like, that's good. Like,
sure.
Let's find a way to get through this.
Hard to believe this is year number 8 for this guy on set with us now, punter for the Colts, Rigoberto Sanchez, who rejoins the team, if you will, in free agency, along with J.J. Stankovic. I'm Matt Taylor. Rigo, congratulations, man. I know this is really, really important to you. What was the feeling like when you found out for sure you're coming back to the Colts and you have a new contract?
Man, thank you so much. It was just, you know, I'm grateful, man. Me and my family, we've been here for 7 years. There's nowhere else we'd rather be, you know. So for us, it was an amazing feeling to just be back here with Luke and the guys, Matt, you know. So just super grateful, man.
I've been asking a couple of the guys this, like, you know, you're from California. You played your college ball in Hawaii, and now you've been in Central Indiana for going on, you know, 8 years. How have you kind of come to understand the community, the impact the Colts have in the community, and the impact you have as a member of the Colts in the community?
Yeah, man. I think it's been an amazing, you know, situation just for us, because me and my family are just super low key. You know, every single time we touch down here in Indy, it's like it's business, you know, and that's kind of how we go about it. And the community is amazing. You know, we have a little one as well. So for us, it's easy to make that transition. The schools are amazing. You know, the community is great. Like I said, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. So we love Indy, man.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great to have you back. And like you said, this is your first, or this was your first experience in free agency. I mean, you've been here since 2017, but you know, your first go around, you got a contract extension. What was this like, dealing with all the stresses and all the things that are sort of out of your control for the first time?
Man, I can't tell you. It was, the past couple of days have been absolutely, you know, chaotic in a way. You know, like you said, it's my first go around, not knowing what to expect. And obviously knowing and being around this league long enough where anything can happen. So for me, I was just, you know, staying positive, talking to my agent, mm-hmm. and just letting everything play out the way it's played out. But the organization has done a great job on, you know, letting me know that they wanted me back. So for me, I'm just grateful to be back here in Indianapolis.
For leading up to this point, I mean, take me through the last maybe year and a half from the Achilles injury in training camp 2022, kind of knowing, okay, you're going to come back in 23, but, you know, you're rehabbing an injury, you're still getting stronger from it, and then you're going to hit free agency. Like, how did you kind of attack that whole process to get you where you are today?
Yeah, for me, it was more just embracing the situation I was in the moment. So I didn't look that far ahead. You know, I feel like most athletes just kind of live in the moment. And I think that's where you thrive. That's where we thrive at. So for me, it was just, first off, getting back on my feet. You know, I wasn't able to walk through that process. So I was able to do, mm-hmm. you know, just embrace the situation and getting back on my feet, being able to get back and punt. And once I was able to do that, you know, I knew the rest would take care of itself. But I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So for me, it was just going out on the field and giving it my all. So that was the most important thing. And I'm just grateful to have been able to play last year the way I did. At the end of the day, I just want to be able to produce for the team and produce for myself and my family. So
last year was all career highs in net yards per punt, yards per punt, no touchbacks, which I brought up to you before we came on, that you're the first punter to have 65 or more punts and no touchbacks in a season in 10 years. Like, where do you feel like your game sits right now as you sign this extension?
Yeah, man, I think, you know, the more you play, the longer you play, something Vinatieri always told me, like, you just gain experience. And obviously there's going to be situations where, you know, you go up and you come down. So it's like, it's all about how you respond, you know, and how you embrace pretty much your game and just continue to grow as a player. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about growing, because once you think that you can't get any better, then that's where you're kind of done. So for me, I've always just tried to find ways of continuing to get better, helping out the team, you know, and honestly, I'm also surrounded by a good group of guys, you know, Luke Rhodes and Matt Gay. They inspire me every day to just, like, you know, up my game. You know, they're good at what they do. So for me, it's just like, I want to be right there with them. And then obviously the Gunners and everybody else in the crew, you know, Joe, Izzy, you know, Mason, they all do a great job. So for me, I just come to work every single day and just build every single day to try to be the best version of myself.
You know, we've talked about this in the past, but just another chance for you to highlight your inner circle, if you will, you know, your support system, your family, your wife, all the people that have supported you with all the trials that you've had to experience off the field. I know you talked about your wife last year. She drove you around and she helped you get through that rehab, and I mean, all of these things that you've had to deal with. And this experience and this contract, that's a testament to them. That's a reward for them, just as it is for you, obviously.
No question. I mean, for me, there's so many names that come to mind that helped me get through this process. You know, for me, the main one for sure has got to be my wife. You know, she was there throughout the whole process, drove me here every single day to rehab. My gratitude towards her, man. I'm just so grateful. I wouldn't be able to do this without her. And obviously everybody else, you know, the staff that helped me get back on my feet, my family, you know, everybody else that supported me through this process. I'm just, it's beyond me, and I wouldn't be here without them.
You know, kind of building on that, do you reflect at all on everything that has got you to this point? I mean, not many players get a second contract in the NFL, and even fewer get a third. Mm-hmm. And you've now reached that point where you've got a third. The team has rewarded you and believed in you up to this point. But that doesn't happen without hard work and a great support system. Like, do you reflect on kind of all that at this moment in your career?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of situations throughout my life where, you know, it has helped me be a better version of myself to get here. And I think you go through obstacles that will help you do that. And for me, it's just, there's no specific moment that made that happen. But for me, it's just about continuing to get better. You know, for me, it was just growing as an individual, growing as a father, growing as a husband, growing as everything that I can do in my life to be able to just grow. And I think that's just important, to just stay true to yourself. And you know, I let the rest take care of itself.
Hey, just real quick, because I know you got to go, but that trio is back. This is the third special teams contract the Colts have doled out in the last year. Matt Gay, Luke Rhodes gets an extension. You get an extension. That trio, that triangle is back on fourth down, man. The fourth down army, how special are you guys?
Man, I think we could be very, very special. You know, I think, you know, everybody's kind of touched on that. You know, Luke and Matt are amazing at what they do, and I'm just really excited to be with them. It's fun to come to work every single day with them, and we just chit-chat about absolutely everything, you know, life in general, you know, football, our kids, our families, we all get along. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing to be back together with this crew.
No doubt about it. Special player and a special guy. Rigoberto Sanchez back with the Colts for year number 8 and beyond with a new contract extension. Rigo, so glad to have you back, man. We'll see you in the spring.
Thank you so much.